Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Leonard, good morning.
Hey, happy to be here.
Well, we're going to lean on you. So let's assume for a moment that the listening audience hasn't paid detailed attention to the whole impeachment process. Why is today possibly the most significant?
Well, today is the day that the House Judiciary Committee, for only the third time in modern history, from the 20th century onward, might vote out articles of impeachment on a president of the United States. So last night, they spent time debating it, although we know it's somewhat of a foregone conclusion. Today, the articles of impeachment will be formally introduced, and then Republicans and Democrats will have a chance to amend it, edit the language. But every single change on what is now proposed will be on a vote of the committee. And as we might expect, these would be party line votes. So any changes the Republicans want to make to water it down or to sort of undermine these articles of impeachment, they will probably be voted down. And potentially there may be some Democratic changes in which they try to make the language stronger or more precise. And if that's the case, they may be voted up. And once all of this takes place, the committee then votes on these articles and sends them on to the full House of Representatives for a vote to impeach the President of the United States. So that's basically what we have here today.
And then if it goes to the House and there is a vote, how long will that process take before then, if it would be voted on in a positive way for the Democrats, sent on to the Senate?
I would expect that this will happen next week, and what you'll have are debates, but of course, as in every House legislation or anything else going on the floor of the House, there are rules, so rules will define how much time for debate, how many amendments, or if you have unlimited amendments, and that's what will happen. They will have rules associated with this piece of legislation going to the House floor. My expectation is that they will vote on it next week. My expectation is it will be a mostly party line vote, though I'm expecting anywhere from 4 to 8 or 10 Democrats potentially not to vote for impeachment, and one former Republican, Justin Amash from Michigan, to vote for impeachment, and then it would go on to the Senate from there. Mitch McConnell has said that he would make that their first piece of business in the year 2020.
And then, if we get that far, the process of going through a hearing in the Senate, how long a process generally do you think that will take?
Well, again, that depends on whether the Senate chooses to call witnesses or if they just have a debate among the members of the Senate. What's becoming clear right now, the news that I'm hearing, is that Senator McConnell wants to make this a fairly quick process to ultimately get to a vote on whether to convict the president or acquit the president. Convicting the president would require 67 senators, which means you would need an additional 20 Republicans on top of 47 Democrats, assuming all the Democrats are in favor of convicting him, to be able to remove Donald Trump from the presidency. So I'm expecting that this may take maybe 2 weeks, possibly only a week, but you know, if you do call witnesses and you do have more of a sort of real-time trial in which people are brought to the Senate and are asked to testify, that could take up to a number of weeks to be able to accomplish this. So, again, we've only seen that with Bill Clinton. That took a few weeks to get done. We did not see it with Richard Nixon because Richard Nixon resigned before the House would even vote to impeach him.
With the Clinton impeachment, so it got to the House, went on to the Senate, and then stalled there. So basically for Bill Clinton, nothing changed in terms of his daily business as president, correct?
Well, nothing changed in terms of his daily business. He will go down as only the second, at that point, president to be impeached by the House of Representatives, the first being Andrew Johnson, Abraham Lincoln's successor. That will certainly be part of the way we understand Bill Clinton and his legacy and what he did in office. And so even if you like Bill Clinton, there will always be this asterisk that he sort of did these things lied before a grand jury, committed perjury, as the House of Representatives defined it. And that will always be that asterisk on his presidential record and history. And if you're a Republican, it basically says, yes, we held this person accountable for doing things that we would consider high crimes and misdemeanors. So a president's record, regardless of what else they do, good or bad, is always going to be sort of starred by this impeachment if this is what happens in this case to President Trump.
CBS's Leonard Steinhorn, InterNation's Capital. Leonard, you could be an excellent professor. That was a great way of taking us through the process. Thank you.
Hey, always my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
And you didn't give us any homework either.
I can do that if you want.
No, we're good.
We can.
Thank you so much, Leonard.
Okay, thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.